I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, October 30th. Quincy is back in the yellow category under the state's coronavirus risk assessment map after flipping into the red on Wednesday. Yesterday's two-week daily new case average fell to 7.7 from 8.1. There were three new cases yesterday, bringing the active case total to 70. There have been 136 deaths. There have been six COVID-19 cases in the Quincy Public Schools over the past 2 weeks, but Health Commissioner Ruth Jones says the virus is being transmitted in the community and not in the schools. Three of the six positive cases were remote learners, two were hybrid learners, and one was in person full-time. Jones says the safety protocols of mask wearing, social distancing, and hand washing in the schools are working. Today is the last day of in-person early voting in Massachusetts for next Tuesday's presidential election. Here in Quincy, early voting will take place at City Hall from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. in the Great Hall. Absentee ballots may be cast until Monday at noon at City Hall, and the polls will be open Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Election Day. Quincy Asian Resources has won a $250,000 two-year federal grant to help immigrants become citizens. The funds will be used in partnership with Project Citizenship, New England's largest citizenship services provider, and will triple Quarry's current capacity to educate and support immigrants on their path to citizenship. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the city will not regulate Halloween, but says people should use common sense when deciding how to celebrate the holiday. Koch says people who decide to trick-or-treat should wear masks and social distance, avoid large crowds, and have a flashlight. Homeowners who choose not to participate should turn their lights off. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, October 30th.